on the phone with Jeremy Johnson, and she is part of the Better Business Bureau. Thank you so much for taking the time to call and have an interview with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we are talking about a scam that's happened recently that really applies to the students here and anyone that's a graduate from a university, and that's the student loan forgiveness scam. What is that scam about? And
well, we've seen at the Better Business Bureau a lot of scammers calling students or people with student loans and trying to lure them into a scam of student loan forgiveness. And so many people think, oh, man, that sounds too good to be true. And so oftentimes when it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true.
Oh, okay. And how, I know for the Better Business Bureau, they rank businesses and they do all of that. How do they go about ranking businesses?
Well, the Better Business Bureau investigates businesses who have had complaints, or businesses have to comply with a variety of different, suggestions or tips that we set for businesses that they have to comply with, which is having proper licensing, dealing with customer complaints, a variety of things. Now, what we've seen with these student loan scams is there's two businesses that we've downgraded to an F rating, and our ratings go from A+ to F. And that those businesses are Strategic Student Loans and Bloom Law Group PC. And the Federal Trade Commission has reached two multi-million dollar settlements with debt relief companies and a law firm because of these student loan scams. And these two businesses have had to pay out to the people that they did business with because it was not honorable.
Oh, okay. And in your experience, why do people fall for these scams, and, you know, what are some of the keywords or key parts in a phone call that can stand out to people and be like, oh, this is a scam?
The one thing that so many people with student loans, when you hear that your payment can be lowered or your loan can be forgiven, that is huge to most people because it's getting rid of some debt. And so many of these companies promise to, apply different monthly payments, change monthly payments for gifting, lower the, terms of the loan. And so we just really advise when people are talking about that, contact the lender that you have now or research the company that is calling you to make sure they're legitimate before making any decisions.
Okay. And I know the BBB always has suggestions and tips and advice on how to deal with specific scams. What are some of those things to deal with this one specifically or in general?
Great tips would be, first, we always suggest visit BBB.org and do some research on the companies that you may be dealing with. You can go on the FTC website. They have a section on student loans that you can do research there as well. Also, just be very wary of people promising to forgive your student loans or, without having to, do anything or to change the terms of your loan, and with high-pressure sales tactics as well. That can be a definite red flag. And the very basic is, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah. And I think that's when, it comes in handy to go and check the ratings of these websites and just go and make sure these companies are legitimate and you're not being scammed.
Right. And if you are interested in changing the terms of your student loan, or if you've fallen on hard times and need some help, it's always best to contact your loan provider or contact the U.S. Department of Education for any assistance.
Okay, and I know for some scams, there's, I don't think I've ever personally been scammed, but I think there's like levels where you give out a certain information and that's where they get you. When do you, throughout a phone call, when do you say, oh, this is a scam, and, what information do they ask for specifically usually?
You just have to be very careful when anyone's asking for private information, social security numbers, checking accounts, asking for payment for things to change, or ever wanting you to send them money via wire transfer or pay for things via gift cards. Those are usually big red flags that something isn't right.
Okay, perfect. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Nope, I don't think so.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call and talk to us about these scams and how to prevent them.
All right. Thank you so much.